From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Tonight, a fantasy come true for basketball fans after more than 20 years apart. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics get back to their rivalry in tonight's opener of the NBA Finals. The NBA and TV executives are cheering this matchup, too. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, this is a storied rivalry between these two teams. And is it expected to translate into big business for basketball?
It is, Madeline, because it's really going to juice up TV ratings. This matchup, of course, brings together two big media markets. You've got Boston and Los Angeles. Between them, they've got about 8 million households. And the fan base for these teams is big, too, because of all the star power. Kobe Bryant for the Lakers, Kevin Garnett with the Celtics. And also, as we mentioned, this rivalry goes back to the 80s. So the matchup's drawing older fans who remember awesome players they might have grown up with, like Larry Bird and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And it's got the network's nostalgic, too. They're hoping for a return to the days when double-digit TV ratings for basketball happened all the time. And, of course, ratings drive advertising rates. So the higher that TV rating, the more money networks can charge advertisers for commercial airtime.
So they're hoping a lot of people will tune in. But don't they make these advertising deals well ahead of time?
They do. A lot of the advertising is pre-sold, and those sponsors have got to be pretty happy. But there's also been this influx this year of advertisers coming in at the last minute, you know, companies that want to get in on the excitement of these finals. And for those advertisers, the network has boosted ad rates. I spoke to John Lombardo today. He's a writer at Sports Business Journal, and he says ESPN and ABC, where the games are going to be played, are bullish on this ratings bump.
ABC is guaranteeing a 9.5 rating to advertisers, which is up at least a full point from last year. I think 30-second spots are now selling for about $400,000. So, I mean, there's just so much more interest, not just from a network perspective, but also from, you know, it's just going to draw more casual fans into the NBA, which is what they really need.
Madeline, to put that in perspective, Michael Jordan's last championship in 1998 averaged a record 18.7 rating share on NBC, and since then, no NBA final has had a rating higher than about 12.1.
Well, Janet, the NBA, it's hurting for fans?
No, not especially, but it's always nice to make a Big Ten bigger with a bit more fans. Basketball ratings were up this year in the regular season. Sports Business Journal reports they increased 10% for ABC, and the postseason ratings were at about 28%. And if you look to last year, there was a record low TV rating for that matchup. Hard to believe, Madeline, because it was my team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they did get swept by the San Antonio Spurs.
All right. Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.